Hi guys, I'm the Nigerian Christian Talkaholic and this is another episode of Just Talk. It's still the Christmas special. Today you're going to meet my family. So come on, meet my father.
Hello, hi. Baby. Wish you Merry Christmas and compliments of the season.
Tell them your name.
Oh, Chukwuka Emeka Adjan. What?
Okay, mommy.
Hi everyone. Love you. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. My name is Mrs. Josephine Awa.
Your name, Mrs.
Okay, my name is Josephine Awa.
Josephine Awa champion.
Okay, then, Emmanuel.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for supporting this podcast this year. My name is Emmanuel, and wish you Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Okay, so I'm the next person, obviously, but you know me. My name is Chimdi. So let's go to the other one.
Hello, everyone. The other one's name is Chinedum Awa.
Uh-huh.
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Happy Boxing Day.
Uh-huh. What special today do you have to say?
What?
What special thing do you have to say?
What special thing do I have to say today?
Yes.
Okay, the Premier League returns today.
Shush! Okay, then the next one.
Hello, good morning. I'm Helen.
Uh-huh.
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year. What else?
Okay, madam.
Hi, good morning.
Why your voice like that? Talk so they can hear you.
My name is Omar. What else I should say? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Christmas gift should not give us Boxing Day gift. We know.
I don't understand. You can't you give?
Are you not somebody's elder sister? Every time they gift you, they ever give.
Wait, this time, you know, this year I had this massive dream in my heart. I was going to give you like 50k. I'm serious. I was going to buy you in that Chelsea boot. I was going to give you that full money. Even I was going to give you like some good money. Mom, I was going to buy a handbag, daddy. But a lot of things happened.
Was I
was strong. Money just did not come as I thought it would come.
No, money was supposed to come, but you're strong enough to complete what you're supposed to complete. You're tired. Like, I'm not tired for this workout.
I was not tired. I had exams. Guess what? One of the persons, like that visa thing, the person that even applied, they did not give out a receipt, that passport.
You're not strong enough that I'll give you that.
Shut up. Okay. So you guys. I wanted to ask a question for Christmas. Right? So one of the reasons I'm doing this episode. Oh, madam. Oh, yeah, say hi.
Hi.
Say your name.
My name is Doris.
Okay. So you guys, one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast, right, was because Oma and Helen said something this year. Yeah. So earlier in the year, Oma and Helen said something really, really funny. Oma and Helen said something really. I mean, they said they're like that when mommy is calculating things to buy, she used to say, don't include Chimdi. Don't include Ima. Abi?
Why does he call Ima?
Yeah, so apparently, mommy is feeling like, well, I'm grown up. Have we grown up?
Mates are getting married. 23 years old person knows to marry.
Guys, how old are you? Why are you single?
19.
Chimdi, you're also always detaching yourself. Yeah, like, you don't like coming home. You don't like. Ima.
So I like coming home.
What
Ima
do?
Ima better than you.
Ima has been detaching himself from just one. It's not even a little. So yeah, it's like you're not part of the family.
Exactly.
Chai, mommy will call.
You two, you are monk.
How?
When last did you come home?
I came home in August.
Because you were being forced.
How many days?
I was not forced.
You
how many
here?
Days?
I'm going to come for
the Bera. How many days did you stay?
I stayed 2 days.
Can you imagine?
So my mother stayed treating us like grown-ups, and so I don't know if it's sad or good. I don't know if it's sad or good. You guys, I don't know where my parents went to. They left us alone after I begged them to do this podcast Christmas episode with me. They left us alone. So my siblings are here, Sha, and it's a good thing. I begged my brother to go and call my mother. Did she come back? Hey, mommy, sit down. I want to ask you a question. Just sit down.
Oh, so
mommy, you told Oma and Helen that when they are calculating,
tell her you want a lawyer. It is actually your answer. Tell her you want a lawyer here.
You told Helen and Oma when you were planning. Don't count Ima and Chimdi. Why are you looking surprised? Is that not what you said?
As in when?
Helen, remind her. Help me answer. As in when? Helen, remind her.
As in when?
During the when we were planning for Omar's bakery stuff, and we are including, she said, "Don't count,
them that are not among my restaurant." And we're like, "Don't count Chimdi. She's not among. She's not here." I said, "She'll do breakfast menu for." She said, "I should not count her. I should not follow."
She's supposed to travel now.
Okay. So that's why. It's not because we have grown up, Abi.
No, for grow, waiting with the.
Please, for the record, we have grown up. Just know that one.
So can I have girlfriend and boyfriend? So I grow up.
I bet me gonna go sit down.
Oh, we know for the record. But then I just wanted to know, because one of them said they were saying, someone may have started abandoning me.
Abba, waiting.
Okay. Okay, it's good to know that you were thinking of my welfare and my unavailability. I was telling my dad.
No, it's just because I said you were traveling and Ima is doing internship now.
Okay.
That's why I said so.
Okay. But then how does it feel to have children who are grown up or growing up? You know how you have developed countries and developing countries? Many more were developed. Then these ones are developing. All my Helen and Chinedum are developing countries. So how does it feel to have developed?
As in developed or developing?
No, many. Okay, developed for many, ma.
Well, it feels satisfying to know that little babies you breastfed and you took care of are like grown adults who are moving on with life and moving on well, moving on strong, moving on in the Lord, you know, making their, what do they call it again?
Their own way.
It's not landmark. There's something to call it in medical terms.
Sorry. I do not know
it. They are able to achieve.
Too much. Mommy, how is milestones a medical term? Milestones is an English word. Do you want to give somebody money for saying milestones?
Please, nobody was able to say it before now.
Because you said it's a medical term.
Even all those medical terms are English words.
Yeah,
so
actual developmental milestones.
But they're like jargons. Imagine you have like jargons in law or jargons in medicine.
Developmental milestone is not a jargon.
Exactly, that's not the point. So mommy said it's a medical term. She did not say it's an English word.
Okay, it's an English word.
Exactly, you have said it, then I would have told you milestones.
You have told her what?
Milestones.
I mean, registry. You said medical term. Medical term is different from English words.
All right.
So,
they are making their milestones. It's very satisfying. It's very encouraging. It's something worth thanking God for, and I remain everly grateful to God who has given me this wonderful family.
Okay, what about the developing ones?
For the developing ones, they are like, just heard me now, hailing my son Chinedum. He's doing very well. Yesterday, I asked him one question like this.
Wow. What did you ask him?
I thought he wasn't going to know.
What did you ask him?
I asked him the other name for stroke, and he quickly supplied it as
what's the other name for stroke?
Okay, so stroke is actually a layman term. Yeah, so the actual term is cerebrovascular accident.
Mommy, you said you never know.
Cerebrovascular accident. I was so amazed. I was so, you know, excited that he could know that. It means that he's doing very well. So they are all developing very well. If you try to tax them, like in their fields, they supply all they are supposed to know. Oma is doing very well. If I want any psychological thing, I'll just call up Oma Kobo. See this boy, please look into his eyes and tell me.
Hello. This master, which doctor?
He's not a witch doctor, he said look into his eyes. Yeah, so psychologists, even your body movement from there, they will know. So
Helen is wonderful. She's one girl that you can rely on. As in yesterday, my room is scattered. Whom do I call? I quickly called Helen.
Hi.
Very handy.
Shut up.
Always there for me. Uchama is always there. If Uchama, if Uchama is hungry, her tummy is paining her. And I just give her food and everything is calm.
She's no more hungry.
So she's growing up. See now, she's eating pure water sachet. She's very, she's there giving me a lot of fun. As a little girl, she is.
Okay.
So I'm happy.
Yeah, thank you.
And Team DeBerry are wonderful
God
people.
Bless you,
thank
mommy.
You.
God bless you. Oh yeah, so let me ask you, Ima, how does it feel like to grow up and not live at home anymore?
Then they send me money again, though. It's sad. It's sad, man.
But mama gives you food every day.
Okay, mommy is praying for you every day.
Not every day, not every day. But very often. She reduces my reps normally. But it's good because I don't spend money. My reps reduce.
So mommy, they bring food for you.
If you go for Takano school, they will bring food for you either.
I'm not going. No thanks. Oh yeah, Chelo, how does it feel to grow up? Why do you tell me like that? I make a cartoon. Sit down and talk.
What am I supposed to say?
You might just talk about how he felt or how he feels, how he's feeling
to grow up. So you, how does it feel?
I feel good.
Why are you boring, nigga?
But chill, I really don't know what I'm supposed to say. Like, growing up has been fun. Growing up has been, I don't know, it's been a lot of emotions. There's happiness, there's sadness, there's anger. There's what else? What are the emotions? Psychologists, what are the emotions?
Letting be the emotions they feel. Fear.
Has there really been fear? I don't know if there's been a lot of fear. I mean,
I was scared I was going to fail.
I was not scared. But of course, with every exam, when the results come out, you'll be happy that you passed, of course. So I don't know that I was scared. If anything, I knew that I had to put in extra work for anatomy. That was the only cause I knew I had to put in the extra work. I went for class when I was sick to read. So yeah, that's the only time I feel that was what even helped me pass the course. But yeah, there's been fear a little bit. There's been happiness. I've been really happy this year, to be honest. I've always wanted to talk about football. I have a football podcast, and this year during the World Cup, I talked about football on radio. So yeah, that was really nice.
Chai.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Wait. Oh my hell! I'm going to ask you a different question. So this one is still from something you said. Yeah, but it's not about how you feel, right? But it's about this reality. Like, I mean, you just know that people around you are either getting married or dying. Or something. This is not supposed to be sad. But you get the point. Like, when you were small, you know, you should notice these things, Abi. Like, when you were small, I mean, did you notice that the world was this real? Like, all these things that happened?
I kind of did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not different now. Like, you just notice that somebody you see today, something can just be wrong with that person.
It's different from, like, actually, this time around, you may feel it. But as a child, I don't think you
feel it that much.
That deep.
Yeah. Okay. Oma, let me ask you the last question. It's going to be simple and easy. What do you love about me? Oh God, you're the worst person I should have asked this question.
Please answer that question.
Please now, please just. Oma, this is my podcast.
Don't answer the question.
What do you like
about myself?
What do you love about yourself?
Many things.
Like,
I don't know.
You don't know. Talk now, say one.
I don't know.
Say two.
Woman of love.
I don't know.
You must say you're a woman of love.
Yes, I agree.
Say now.
You're supposed to ask me how this year was for me. Come on.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. How was this year for you?
I made plenty of money. That's not, I don't know where the money is.
Where the money has gone to, Abby.
This year. I enjoyed. I made my sister Helen a baller.
Child.
Everything that she said she wanted to eat. I didn't lie.
Yeah,
I'm lying. Come on, tell me what you bugger again. But I said the truth now.
Hey, did she make you a baller?
I mean, I don't know.
Ah! Did I not give you everything you wanted to eat?
Did she try?
Not everything, but she gave me. She most tried, sha.
Yeah.
Chai. Imagine, and I'm younger sister.
Chai.
Ah.
Don't worry. Let me tell what's up. If you make me a baller, I'll talk about it.
I don't
it.
Have money to make another baller again. My money don't finish.
Chai, what else happened to you? Your side money, what else happened to you?
I was this close to opening my own restaurant.
But well, you're going to open it now very soon.
Yes, very soon. But then not this year again. But I was this close. Asu did me dirty.
Sorry. Okay, so my guys, I think that we've met the family. We've met my dad. My dad left. He came and he said hi. He left. My mom, my brothers, my sisters, and Chimdi. I told you we're going to have a Christmas episode. I just wanted you to have a feel of what it's like to be in this family where the Anya hours. And trust me, I'm having a good time for Christmas. All of us came home because, I mean, this may be our last Christmas together like this for a long time. Ima, Abby, are you coming back next year?
If you got permits. Sure.
Oh, my, you didn't come?
Oh, no.
So, I mean, oh, my dad is back. Daddy, come and say, wait. Okay, so, my dad will come and end. Daddy, come and say, how was this year like for you?
It was good, great, and wonderful. We little lost some challenges, which the Lord helped me to overcome. Above all that, my life and healthy. It's a wonderful testimony. Glory be to the Lord Almighty.
That is just a testimony time.
Stop sending me money.
Oh, you must say you have stopped sending him money.
Yes.
And you sent me plenty money.
Yes. Emma is now getting some money.
Yes, by himself.
He has only given me 1,000 naira.
Chai! Oh,
No, that is wrong.
From him.
I
appreciate that. I'm expecting more from him.
Okay.
And Tim Lee has graduated.
Wait, now I'm going to law school.
So I've my investment will start yielding us. So it's a good one. I'm expecting good returns from these children.
What about these ones? These developing ones?
Yeah, they are development now. It's investment. We keep investing.
Why is she looking at me like that?
We keep investing. Then by the time they start bringing dividends, we'll enjoy it.
And I'll be chilling with the big boys,
yes.
In Maldives.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, it's nice to do this with you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Chinedum. Let me kiss your forehead. Chai, wicked boy. Thank you, Cha. Thank you, Oma. Thank you, Helen. Thank you all for being on the podcast. Bye, guys.